You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
All right. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. Today on the podcast, we have Riley joining us to talk about the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, talk some Notre Dame football there. And Riley, where can people find you? What's the best place for people to find you online?
Well, I am the managing editor at Blogger So Dear, which is a Wake Forest fan-centric network with SB Nation. And you can also find me if you follow, or if you're on the Twitterverse at all, at @BSD_RAJohnston.
Do you typically get a lot of hate from opposing teams on Twitter, or is it pretty civil?
It's usually pretty civil. There aren't a lot of people that dislike Wake Forest all that much. I would say the biggest back and forth we get are maybe from Carolina fans every once in a while, or the Louisville-Wake rivalry is not exactly on great terms right now either.
I looked at your Twitter profile. I was going to ask you how you came up with your profile picture, how you decided on that.
Yeah, it used to be our old Blogger So Dear picture before we switched it up. So it was actually designed a few years ago, and obviously it's a take on American Gothic, but with Wake Forest people in there. So it's a pretty cool little design, and I just moved it over as kind of a throwback avatar when we got a new one.
Okay. When I see the it made me think about that old paint, that famous painting, the old couple.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, American
yeah,
Gothic.
But it, yeah. So anyways, Wake Forest, this is an interesting matchup because obviously Notre Dame hired Mike Elko and Clark Lee from Wake Forest last year, or this summer, I should say. Just tell us a little bit about the Wake Forest team, kind of where they're at, and you know, kind of what expectations are for them.
Sure. I would say Wake Forest is probably trending in a positive direction. Fresh off a bowl game last year where we upset Temple in the Military Bowl to get to 7-6. It was our first bowl game, I believe, since 2011. And Dave Clawson obviously had this trending where we want to be. I would say the loss of Mike Elko probably set us back. It was a little surprising because we had a top 25 defense nationally last year. But Jay Sauvel, the new defensive coordinator that was hired from Minnesota, stepped right in and done a great job of picking up where we left off. So currently Wake Forest sits at 5-3, and we are finally getting done with this murderer's row of a schedule. We went at App State, Florida State, at Clemson, at Georgia Tech, Louisville, and now at Notre Dame. So if we can get through here at 5-4 and somehow pull out a win and get to 6-3, then the next three games against Duke, State, and Syracuse are a little easier for us, and we're looking right at a second straight bowl game.
Very good. And talking about Mike Elko leaving and the new defensive coordinator, has the defense changed quite a bit with Mike Elko leaving, or is it kind of the same defense that you would have seen last year?
There's some continuity to it. He presents a lot of different fronts defensively, and probably a little more aggressive out of a base defense than what Elko is known for. But we returned 9 out of 11 starters from last year, so it's been it's been really more the same. I would say we still embrace the bend but don't break philosophy, and we rely heavily on the defense to turn the ball over in those situations or hold defense to 3 points. But it's hard to tell if it's just more maturation out of the defense or in making plays on big passing downs, or if it's a little more aggressive. I think the blitz packages are probably a little more exotic under Sauvel, and that's kind of what he was known for at Minnesota. But he had a top 25 defense at Minnesota last year, and we should be a top 30 defense again.
Yeah, well, it's nice when a new coach can come in and just keep going from where the other coach had left off.
Absolutely.
And Wake Forest, are they still leading the nation in tackles for loss?
I think we're up there. I actually meant to check that yesterday, but I know we were through Florida State, and we had several against Georgia Tech, and a lot this week. We had 7 sacks on Lamar Jackson on Saturday. So from our leading, I know we're very close to the top. So I would guess that we are, just based on the last 2 weeks.
Very good. And on the defensive side of the ball, what would you say is the which position is the strength of that defense, and maybe some guys that Notre Dame fans need to watch for on Saturday?
Yeah, overall, I would say the defensive line is probably the primary strength of the Wake Forest defense. And out of that, the defensive end position, Duke Ejiofor has 14.5 tackles for loss this year, and he is likely a fringe first round, maybe early second round draft pick in the 2018 NFL draft. So he wreaks havoc out there. And on the flip side, Wendell Dunn, he's a senior as well, been through a lot with this defense. So that would definitely be the strength. Some other guys to look at, our secondary has had a very good year as well, but we will be without Jesse Bates, who is our leading tackler in the secondary position. And that's a pretty big loss for us. So we'll have Luke Masterson, a redshirt freshman, step in, and it'll be his first career start. So we'll see how that goes. But there is a definite drop-off without Bates playing. So we'll see how it goes. But we should have a healthy defensive front, which is very important against Josh Adams and the Notre Dame rushing attack.
Yeah, definitely. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you guys had a big game last week, but you did lose your top receiver. Just tell us a little bit about the offense.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing on the offense. Greg Dortch is out for the year. He had 10 catches for 167 yards and 4 touchdowns against Louisville. But he landed on top of a pylon, and apparently there's some metal parts in that, and it tore open his abdominal wall, which is never a good thing. But he managed to play through the game and score 2 more touchdowns, but then he went into an emergency surgery on Saturday night to get that remedied, and he is unfortunately out for the season. But in his place, Tabari Hines will probably step in. He's a redshirt junior who led us in catches last year, but he's kind of taken the backup role of the redshirt freshman Greg Dortch, and now he'll be asked to step right in there. Overall, we run an up-tempo offense. John Wolford, a senior who's he's the first 4-year starter in Wake Forest history, and he will he mains it pretty well. So we rely on a heavy passing attack usually, especially with Cade Carney, one of our running backs, will not be playing either. So I'm guessing we will want to hit a lot of quick passes across the middle and try some deep shots to get some explosive points.
And would Cade Carney Well, I guess tell us a little bit about the running backs. I mean, would he have been your number 2 guy? Where did he fall in the running back rotation?
Well, he's so we have 3 running backs that have run the ball roughly the same amount this year in Arkeem Bird, Matt Colburn, and Cade Carney. Cade Carney was our opening day starter. He's been banged up the last year and a half, it seems, since he got here. He's a sophomore, but he ran for 19 carries for 92 yards against Georgia Tech. But Matt Colburn came in last week and ran 24 carries for 134 yards. And I would say Arkeem Bird probably has the breakaway speed, the best breakaway speed on the team. All 3 have run for at least 90 yards in a game this season. Coach Carlson kind of rides the hot hand. But this week it'll be Matt Colburn at the 1, Arkeem Bird. He got a little banged up last week too, so assuming he can go, he'll be our second option. Beyond that, we have a redshirt junior named Isaiah Robinson, but he hasn't really gotten many carries this year. And then we have a true freshman that we're trying to keep redshirted who hasn't played yet, but he appeared on the depth chart for the first time. But Carney is a big loss. He's a bruising style back, but I would say the biggest loss is that if we were to lose Christian Beal's redshirt, because he's supposed to be a pretty good player moving forward. So I think we will protect against that at all costs.
Very good. And looking at Saturday's game, have you decided on a score prediction for that game?
I think I wrote earlier that I would take Notre Dame 34-17. I think ultimately the run game for Notre Dame will take its toll moving forward. I'm not sure how aggressive the play calling will be in games that in the past that we've seen. If there have been some injuries or if it's just at Clemson or at Florida State or at Notre Dame, Coach Carlson takes a very, very conservative style of play. So a lot of runs, a lot of just kind of get out of Dodge, get healthy, get ready for games that we feel like we can win. I don't know if he'll take that mentality this weekend since we're fresh off a pretty reasonable win over Louisville, but these aren't really the types of games that Coach Carlson is known to go all out and do trick plays. So I don't want to say we'll see a stale offense, but I think he's going to be content to let Notre Dame keep the ball a lot, not make a lot of aggressive plays, and you know, try to get everybody healthy and get back so we can try to get our 6th win next weekend.
So, Riley, are you making the trip up to South Bend?
I am not. I made it not in 2013. I made it when Notre Dame beat us 38-0. I think it was either 2011 or 2012. It might have been 2013. But it was the first time we played up there. So I have been. It's obviously a very beautiful place to play football.
Okay. Well, thanks again for joining us on the podcast, and we just wish you the best of luck throughout the remainder of this season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I hope y'all continue to move on with your CFP ranking, and we have to knock you down a peg this week, and I'm sure you'll get back. So y'all have a good one, and hope for no injuries.
Yes, exactly. All right. Take care.